Hey everybody, it's Billy Williams. I absolutely appreciate you guys being here today. Today we're going to talk about how to locate and hire insurance staff. As you well know, this is one of the major issues that most insurance agencies run into, is how do I staff my agency? How do I make sure that I'm doing all the wonderful things that I need to do to grow my agency? So today we're going to talk about that. But first, I need to read my disclaimer. We're a mentoring company, not a legal firm. We can discuss generalities and recommendations for using Inspire Nation business mentoring processes in ways that are consistent with our understanding of the laws. Our training is not a substitute for you obtaining competent, specific legal advice on any of the subjects covered in the training, scripting, and implementation of process suggestions. In some cases, there may be federal, state, or local laws, as well as specific carrier guidelines that may alter, impact, enhance, or supersede the way Inspire Nation teaches and recommends a process. Our training does not address these issues. Again, specific legal advice should be sought to ensure compliance. So our training outline today is, are you ready for new staff? The best places to locate new staff. Preparing to hire new staff. Interview steps. Steps to eliminating hiring issues. And we're going to talk about enhanced pay a little bit. Are you ready to hire new staff? Most people don't know. So here's how you can tell. You should always have at least a part-time marketing assistant or use our data and marketing super center, automated marketing assistant, CRM, which you can check out on the front page of our website, or excuse me, check out on our website at inspirenation.org. Just look at data super center. But you should always have at least a part-time marketing assistant. Why? I know you're saying, Billy, I need a LSP, I need a CSR, I need all these wonderful things. Guys, here's the deal. If you don't have someone driving prospects, if you don't have some marketing happening in your agency, it doesn't matter that you have all those fancy folks fighting over the one phone call ring that happens during the day. Okay? We need to drive some marketing. So that's always the first person we hire. You need one licensed sales producer for every 750 households. Do not count the principal agent as a licensed sales producer. I know you're a one-person shop and you're doing everything, and you're going to stay a one-person shop unless you hire someone to take over that role. So one licensed sales producer for every 750 households. You need one CSR or customer service rep for every three licensed sales producers. Now, why CSR? Because if you're doing this right, that means that the CSR is going to take over a lot of the work that your licensed sales producers are doing. They're going to help with marketing. They're going to help do a lot of that admin work. They're going to answer the phones. They're going to do endorsements. So your licensed sales producers are free to generate sales. We recommend one commercial account manager for every $250,000 in commissions, not premium, but commissions. We recommend one life benefit, health, Medicare supplement, whatever little product you guys are selling on the side. Again, $250,000 in commissions, around $250,000 in commissions. They're going to be maxed out on their account management role, and you really need to bring on another of those salespeople. If you have a receptionist, they should perform CSR work. Their job is not just to sit there and answer the phone. Their job is to perform the work of a CSR. For the average PNC agency, we recommend you hire new staff in this order. One, marketing assistant, or use the data supercenter, but definitely a marketing assistant. Next, licensed sales producer, then a customer service rep, then a commercial rep, and then finally your financial specialist or benefits specialist. Again, depends on your agency. This is for the average PNC agency. Now, maybe if you're a life insurance agency or a health insurance agency or Medicare supplement agency, you'll have a little different order. But for the average PNC agency, we recommend you hire in this order. For non-PNC, hire a marketing assistant first, and then hire licensed staff as needed, whether it's an account manager, sales rep, whatever that is, and then hire your unlicensed support staff. I know most of you hire unlicensed support staff first. Well, if you're hiring unlicensed support staff first, make sure they're doing the marketing task, okay? Don't just hire an unlicensed person who can only take payments. Make sure they're doing the marketing task as well. Whenever you're hiring for your agency, you always look at three things. First, mentality. And you always want to think about, is selling and servicing a sport or a chore? If it's a chore, if they avoid it, if they look for any reason not to do it, that's a bad hire. Okay, that's a bad hire. So you always look for their mentality. Next is their personality. Do they naturally have the personality for the position you're hiring them to fill? So if they're salespeople, are they really salespeople? You know, do they have that natural personality for sales? If you're hiring for retention, do they have that soft touch, that ability to let punches roll off of them when you're dealing with rate increases and things like that? Are you hiring for a life producer? Do they believe in life insurance? Do they believe in health insurance? Do they truly believe in the benefits that they're hiring? So mentality and personality is extremely important. And then technical ability. Here's the deal, though. If this is a sales position and the mentality and the personality are strong enough, hire them anyway. You can always hire a marketing assistant or an intern to help with the technical piece, but it's difficult to find someone who has the right mentality and the right personality for sales, especially if you're hiring for, let's say, a call center, and that person really is a good call center candidate. Hire them. You can teach them how to use the computer, or you can get someone else to do the computer work for them. But getting someone who can say the right things when they're supposed to say it and do the right things when they're supposed to do it and have the right conversation, that's difficult. MPT, mentality, personality, technical ability. Whenever you're preparing to hire new staff, we always use the acronym SALT-E, S-A-L-T-E. The S stands for salary. Does the agency have the ability to cover the new staff's salary? And by doing that, meaning, is this going to be a real financial hardship for you? Do you need them to come in and produce right away in order to cover their salary? Or do you need them to come in and help you with retention immediately in order to cover their salary? So S, does the agency have the ability to cover the new staff's salary? A is activities. These are the daily, weekly, monthly tasks and activities that if that staff person performs them and performs them right, they will generate or save enough revenue to cover their salary. Here's the deal. Don't just hire and not know what the specific activities are that are going to cover their salary or drive the revenue to cover their salary. Location. Where are they going to work? Are they going to work from home? Are they going to sit in the office? Do you have enough desk? Do you have enough computers? So you have to think about their location. Time and training. What hours will they work? Who will train them? This is one of the biggest issues that I run into. You hire new folks, but you don't set aside the time or resources to train them properly. You don't onboard them properly. So then you have to figure it's going to take you 6 months to get them onboarded, where it could have taken you 3 months to get them onboarded if you had set aside the time to do it. So time and training are very important. Equipment and technology. What new equipment or updates to existing equipment or technology are you going to have to put in place because you just hired a new person? So this is SALT-E. S is salary. A is activities. L is location. T is time and training, and then E is equipment and technology. Often we see that an agency does not need to hire more staff the way they think they do. They just need to better train, utilize, and hold their current staff accountable. So going back, if you have one licensed sales producer for every 750 households or less than that, guys, you're not over capacity for that person, and I don't care what that person is telling you. Oh, I'm so maxed out. I'm so this. I'm so that. Here's what we usually find. That person is just not efficient. They're not thorough. So because they're not efficient and they're not thorough, it takes them three times longer to do what they are supposed to do, or they can't handle the capacity because they're so slow or inefficient, or they don't know their technology. If you're running right around that one licensed sales producer for every 750 households and you still feel like, man, I still need to hire, I still need to hire, I still need to hire, then what that's telling us is more than likely you just need to better train, utilize, and hold them accountable for their activities. Here's the problem. Hiring new staff often leads to a splitting of current workloads. It doesn't increase the amount of work that's actually accomplished in the agency. It's just now you have another person to split it with. So instead of splitting it three ways, you split it four ways. Instead of splitting it four, you split it five. But none of that actually increases the efficiency or work in the agency. So that's a problem in and of itself. Make sure that you're hiring right. Make sure you're hiring because you have a need.